Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome you again for a wonderful show of the Chris Miles Money Show. That's me. I'm your host, and I'm so glad to have you guys here because this show is about you, about helping you create a life of freedom, prosperity, and cash flow today, not 40 years from now, but right now, so you can have all the things that you want in life, that you'd be able to do what you love, when you want, and with those that you love. So excited to have you guys here today because it's going to be another great show. And especially for those of you guys that have been looking at investing and whatnot, this is a perfect topic for you. And especially those of you guys that you might say you're risk adverse, right? If you're somebody who says, hey, I'm not a risky person or risk taker, I'm not so sure about the stuff, I don't like too good to be true, you know, hey, what do I do when I don't want to take all these kind of risks? Well, guess what? That's exactly what we're going to talk about today. Hey, quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com, and, great blogs on there, and as well as some other things you can access, including the 7 Secrets to Free Up Cash Today. That's a free ebook you can get on there, so go check it out. So today, as I mentioned, I want to talk about that risk aversion, right? Those people that say, hey, I'm not about taking high risks, I don't know, this seems scary, and this has kind of been brought up lately because I've had several people tell me, just saying, okay, Chris, what do I do? Because I'm kind of risk averse. I do not like, taking high risks about things, and I really want to make sure that I'm playing it safe, And I've heard this from even people when I've talked about debt strategies. Just this week, I had somebody where it was a client. I said, listen, guys, we can restructure your loans and everything else. We can free up a net of $1,200 a month. That's over $14,000 a year. And then that money can be used to generate more income. In fact, they can even use more of that money to generate additional income too, not just the money we're saving them, but there's additional money we could get from like equity from their home and things like that. And one of the spouses was like, I don't know, that seems pretty risky because it's not even getting us out of debt. It's actually putting us in more debt. And they were seen as a very risky thing. And I had to bring into perspective, and of course, the other spouse helped out. I just found it, got an email update. They did, give me a little update on that and what they had to explain. But, the truth is, I had to explain, you're actually going into, we're not putting you any more in debt. In fact, you're in a position of equity. You'll notice your balance sheet stays the same, but your cash flow is going to get better. You're not going to show any more debt, quote unquote. You show more liabilities, but you also show more assets. And if we can buy assets with those liabilities that generate cash flow, even better, right? And so, in fact, technically, I can actually get them out of debt faster just by using that strategy too. And so, I want to talk about that because what most people define as being risky, really, the ones that say they're the risk-averse ones, the ones that don't like risk, in reality actually sometimes take the most risk. So let me use an example of, with that same situation, right? With that guy, when he was saying, hey, I don't know, that we're just moving money around. Yeah, we are. But yet we're not paying off our debt. Nope, you're not. Not that way. We are making it more efficient with the debt you do have, but no, we're not paying it off. Now, he was saying it's a risky thing. Now, from my own experience, I've learned that, having negative cash flow or even being paycheck to paycheck is the riskiest place you can be. You could definitely over leverage yourself when it comes to loans and things like that. But the truth is that, if your cash flow is tight and then anything happens to your income, anything that happens that messes things up, you're in trouble, right? And this happened to me. I sunk a whole bunch of money into my house in 2006. And I thought, well, hey, if I ever need the money, you know, if I have some plans to be able to do some additional investing, I'll just pull out a line of credit or something, right? Little did I know that by the end of 2007, you know, all of a sudden the banks are going to say, no, not so much. And you're a business owner? Definitely not, because we don't like you business owners. You guys are risky, right? And so what was supposed to be safe, kind of a more Dave Ramsey model of, hey, let's pay down our debts and pay off our loans, you know, and pay down our mortgage. Well, guess what? Now I put that money into the bank's hands. And now I became the one with all the risk, and the bank took the least risk. And as a result, eventually, after about a year and a half or so of trying to fight for the house and even trying to sell it, and they wouldn't accept the offers for selling it, they had to foreclose on that house. So not only did I not sell the house and get out from under it, but then it foreclosed. And they ended up selling for, like, you know, over $300,000 less than what I owed on it. And that's the thing, is that many times people think, oh, that's risky. And what they're really saying is, oh, that's not the typical box. I've been taught that this is the box my whole life. I've been taught that you should pay off all your debt. I've been taught that you should save up everything. I've been taught that you should get a good job and you should, you know, first off, of course, get a good education by going to college, and then you get a good job, and then you save everything you possibly can and spend nothing and try not to go into debt, right? Or if you go into debt, pay it off as quickly as you can and just keep saving in those mutual funds. And then someday you might have something pretty cool if the market smiles on you just right. Now, guys, if you think about that those very teachings, that's coming to you from people that have bigger pockets than you. That's coming from banks and other institutions saying, what can we do? First off, hey, let's train everybody to be a good employee. Governments like that, by the way. You know, even though they do like business owners, they also like it when people, you know, are the working class, right? That just get good jobs, just go to school and do the same thing. Educational institutions, by the way, love the fact that you go and you hire them to get an education that you may or may not use when you come out of college. Or it may or may not make much of a difference with your economic status when you do. In many cases, it will, but in many cases, it won't, right? I'm a college dropout. I can tell you that much. What I did was considered risky. Me becoming a business owner is considered risky. And yes, there is risk to that. But there's also risk, too. Because what's the actual success rate of somebody going to college and getting an average job and actually creating any financial freedom? Almost zero. Now, it's not a high odd of success like the minority or those that become successful in business. Most people do fail in business, and I believe that those numbers are skewed because I think it's the same people over and over trying to start up new businesses all the time and then failing at those and just starting up a new one thinking that's the answer, right? But there's a lot of people that are successful and as a result create the most money. I look at the Forbes 500 list, the 500 richest people in the world. The one thing they all have in common besides money is that they have some sort of business. Even if they're investors, there's still an investing business that they have, right? So somebody might think being an entrepreneur is risky, but in truth, I think the riskiest thing, the guaranteed failure, because by the way, risk is defined as chance of loss, right? What is your chance of losing? You know, the truth is becoming the average stereotypical employee where you're making maybe, say, $90,000 or $100,000 a year. You're pretty much guaranteed to have to keep working that job forever. There is no success rate of retirement in those kind of fields. Does that make sense? If you think about it, the things that are riskiest are the things that everybody's telling you to do. Because, hey, people aren't retiring, are they? People aren't financially better off now than they were, are they? You know, even if you've saved up several hundred thousand in your retirement plan, you meet with a financial advisor says, yep, well, based on our numbers, yeah, if you've saved up $1 million, you should only live on $30,000 a year. You're like, well, that's not enough to live on. Well, okay, well, you got Social Security. Yeah, but that's how long is that going to last, right? These are all the things that we've been taught. You know, telling you to save, you know, pay off all your debt. Well, who tells you that? Banks. They want you to pay off your debt as fast as possible. They know you'll pay interest along the way, but they want you to pay it off so they can turn around and lend it again and do the same thing again and keep turning money over and over and over. And who tells you to invest in mutual funds? Banks and financial institutions that sell you mutual funds. They don't go and invest their money in mutual funds. By the way, if you ever want to see what's high risk, ask a bank if they'll loan you money for whatever you're looking to invest in. Ask them if they'll loan you money for your 401k to put money into a 401k. They'll tell you no. In any kind of mutual fund or stock, guess what they'll tell you? Nope. Will they loan you money for real estate? Yeah, they might. There's a very high chance they'll do that. Much higher. By the way, lending money for money put in the stock market is actually illegal because the people did that in the Depression. And that was one of the big reasons why the Depression was so bad, because people were gambling their money in the stock market. And the banks realized, hey, we don't want to have our money at risk. That's too much risk. Well, guess what? If you have a 401k or an IRA that you've been putting your money into because your employer's been telling you to do that, or you've been told that's what you're supposed to be doing, well, guess what? Banks will never lend you money for that. Why? Because they're pretty much a guaranteed 100% success rate of failure. That's why. And how do I know that? Because I've met with you guys. I've met with some of you that have been packing away $50,000 plus per year into these retirement plans and saying, hey, there's still not enough in there. Because, hey, even if I stuffed in a lot, the market didn't always work out the way I wanted it to. Especially if you look at the last 20 years, you're looking at the stock market and you say, well, that wasn't that impressive. I mean, like, what, 4% average? Wow. And that's even with the last decade of it going up, right? That's not very impressive. So when you look at these kind of things, when you see how that all works out, you start to realize, wait, maybe I'm the risk taker. Maybe for the longest time that I'm thinking I'm risk adverse, I'm actually the one that's the heaviest risk taker. Because if you're working normal employment and you're stuffing money in a 401k, you are a high risk taker. You are a gambler, and you are likely to lose. Does that make sense? I know that's hard to hear, but that's truth. I'm telling you, absolute truth. And the longer you keep buying into this crap, the longer it's going to happen. Now, I'm not saying you have to go be an entrepreneur, and I'm not saying you don't do save for retirement. But I'm saying the way you go about doing it hasn't worked for decades and will continue not to work, so why keep doing it? This is why I'm offering a different solution, a different alternative. By the way, many things I talk about in the show are called alternative investments. Why? Because you need an alternative, because the mainstream traditional ways of doing it, the conventional ways, by the way, most people will say low risk is conventional stuff. Conventional stuff is what is high risk, right? And by the way, the conventional way of eating is still high risk. When they're telling you, like, oh yeah, eat lots and lots of breads, they're finding out that no, actually you shouldn't be. Maybe actually a lot more vegetables and fruits than even breads. Breads should almost be eaten like cheese and dairy, which they also used to tell us in the 80s, hey, milk does a body good, pass it on. And now we're realizing that, oh, that's actually not good for our bodies, right? And if you still believe that's the case, you guys better get an update in the last 20, 30 years, because it has not been the case. It's funny because I saw family members telling me, well, you know, it's healthy for you. It's good stuff. It's great. No, it's not. And yes, even some things they've said in the 80s that were unhealthy for you, they're finding out is healthy. They're finding like, oh, wait, actually butter is better than margarine, right? You know, I'm bringing this stuff up because there's a lot of truths that are out there that get manipulated because there are people that have, you know, certain, you know, they have certain pocketbooks they want filled. You know, it's not too uncommon to know that the dairy association would say, hey, you know, us dairy farmers, we want to make more money. Let's make milk a healthy thing, right? You know, let's talk about strong bones and all that kind of crap, you know. You know, now we find that's an inflammatory. You know, that dairies are actually inflammatory and actually have hurt our bodies for years, even when we try to pass it on, you know. So now we're passing on to our next generation of crap, you know. That's what's happening with money. The same thing's been happening. You know, people will say, well, real estate seems kind of risky right now. Well, yeah, if you do it like the way normal people do it, which is with no education, no training, and usually to buy things off of whims and off of what is hype, right? Consider hype. It's like people that bought Bitcoin at the end of last year, and then they're still holding on to it, wondering if it's ever going to come back, right? And hey, it might come back. I think it will at someday. But how long are you going to sit around on your thumbs waiting for that someday? This is what happens with people in the market they've lost in the last, you know, last few months. I mean, look at what's happened. I mean, even with a little bit of recovery, the market's still down like well over 10% from its high just a few months ago. And then you might be sitting around thinking, if I just hang on a little bit longer, wait for it to come back up. You know, those are the famous last words of everybody before a recession. And I'm not saying that's what's happening right now, although there's some definite concerned warning signs showing up more and more now than ever. But hey, this is the kind of stuff that people do, that is high risk. It's a guaranteed chance of failure. 100% risk in that case. Or at least with real estate, if you do it right, if you do it with the right training and the right people, and I've had some of these people on our show, you do it right, you actually have a much higher odds of success. In fact, wouldn't you think it's true that if everything you've done, this is like in the Jerry Seinfeld episode, right? With Opposite George. You know, when he started doing the opposite, he actually started winning. He started being successful. He started getting dates. Good things started coming his way, good jobs and everything else, because he started doing the opposite. Maybe you're like Opposite George. Maybe the best thing you do to break this pattern is to do the opposite. Do the opposite of everything you've been taught. You have higher odds of success if you do. So if you think you're risk adverse, I would challenge you to say, are you? Because if you're doing some of these things where you're saving in 401ks or IRAs, or you're doing the typical thing where you've went to school and you got a good job and you've been just doing the same old crap your whole life, but when you look at reality, it's still not working, I think you're the highest risk person I know. So, you know, other than buying lottery tickets, that's about it. And so I'm giving you the answer I'm giving just about everybody else, which is we got to do things differently. Yeah, there are ways to invest in real estate that could be good. There's ways to invest in things outside of real estate that can be good. Yeah, you think 10% a year is too good to be true, or 12% a year? Guess what? That's on the low end, in my opinion. That's the low end. That's for people that want passive income, right? And you're just sitting around, you know, wanting to have other people do the investments. You do like active investing and things like that, like we just talked about recently, and doing active or direct investing, you can make a lot better returns. It depends on what kind of things you want to add to it. You know, how much of your own human capital you're going to put into your investing. You know, and so that's a whole other conversation. Should you be a passive investor or a direct or an active investor? That kind of stuff, right? Those are the kind of things we look at. So here's the thing, is that there is hope, guys. But that hope only comes when you're willing to question everything you thought was true. Because I'm here to tell you, as someone who's a recovering financial advisor from the early 2000s, and has since recovered and has been able to create a much better life than most people have had that are much older than I am, and much better financial situation because of that, I'm telling you, you got to question everything you've been taught and potentially do a lot of the opposite. Not be risky. In fact, I am completely risk averse. Compared to most of you, I am more risk averse than you are because I don't like to lose money. I like sure bets. You can ask my wife. She knows that sometimes I won't do anything unless I know it's for sure. There's things I do in my business I won't do unless I know I'm going to make a multiple 100% ROI on my money that I invest in, that venture or that deal or whatever it might be. That's the kind of person I am. So guys, if you're looking for risk adverse, you might want to listen a little bit closer to what I'm telling you, because I do not like taking big risks. I know that there's nothing in life that's risk-free, but I do know that guaranteed risk, guaranteed losing, is doing what everybody else has done for the last several decades and lost. Guys, that's my advice to you guys this week. I hope you make a wonderful, prosperous week and a risk-averse week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.